रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 91, द स्लेइंग ऑफ इंद्रजीत. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. हिज हॉर्सेस हैविंग बीन किल्ड, इंद्रजीत फॉट ऑन फुट. He was beside himself with wrath and blazed like fire. The heroes, redoubtable bowmen as they were, fought like two elephants or bulls in the forest, each intent upon worsting the other, and their followers went with them wherever they went, unable to take their eyes off from the heroes. Then Indrajit praised his men and cheered them up. Friends, in this darkness we cannot make our friend or foe. I will cover with a cloud the minds of the monkeys and slip away. Keep fighting so that they might not notice my absence. I shall go and fetch another car. No one should know of my visit to Lanka. Be careful. Saying this, he left the field and soon came back in another car decked with gold, and in it was carefully arranged every warlike instrument. Mighty steeds were yoked to it, and the driver was ever devoted to him, and was ready with fruitful advice. There was nothing that he did not know about the horses, being a master of the mysteries of their heart. Seeing Indrajit come back upon another car, the monkeys and Vibhishna were mightily surprised, and lauded his intelligence and agility. The Rakshasa consumed, as it were, the monkey generals in the fire of his wrath, and pierced them with hundreds and thousands of arrows. He bent his bow in a circle and sent up an arrowy wall, which prevented the monkeys from taking to their heels and turned their steps towards the Lord of Death. Despite their prowess, they now lost heart and sought shelter with Lakshmana, even as all created beings seek shelter with Brahma. In his turn, Lakshmana blazed in the radiance of his martial ardor and displayed his skill and agility by breaking the bow of Indrajit. In an instant, Indrajit strung another bow, but Lakshmana cut it with three arrows and pierced his body with five arrows. They passed clean through him and entered the earth like huge serpents, fiery red. Indrajit had his armor riven to bits. He vomited guts of blood, yet he eased himself in another armor, took up a fresh bow, firmly strung, and kept up most skillfully a never-ceasing stream of arrows, even like Indra sending down fierce rain. But Lakshmana blenched not and displayed his deftness by keeping the shower away from him, and all wondered thereat. Then he uttered a charm that increased the speed of the arrows and hit each of his foes with three arrows and the leader himself with many more. The Rakshasa, thus harassed by the mighty Lakshmana, struck back at him with many an arrow, which the prince cut down before they reached him. Lakshmana wound it up by cutting off the head of the driver with keen arrow bhalla and made it fall at the feet of his master. Being perfectly trained, the horses pulled the car as usual and displayed many curves and steps in their courses, none the worse for the absence of their driver. This enraged Lakshmana, who made them tremble with many an arrow. Indrajit, in his turn, blazed with wrath and sent 10 arrows against Lakshmana. They fell upon him like the vajra of Indra and shattered his armor. He donned another, whereat Indrajit said to himself, "There is no breaking this," and he showed his skill by striking the prince on his forehead with three arrows. Lakshmana shone like the mountain with three lofty peaks. It pained him sore, and he hit back Indrajit on his face with five keen arrows. They were both heroes, armed with strong and matchless bows. Their prowess put terror into the hearts of the others. They struck each other ceaselessly with sharp arrows. Their limbs, drenched in blood, looked like Kimshaka trees in full bloom. Each intent on defeating his foe, neither left in the other's body any space untouched by arrows. Then Indrajit, in mad fury, struck Vibhishna's face with three arrows. He clove the monkey leaders with one arrow each. Thereat, Vibhishna brought his club down on the horses of Indrajit and killed him. Then Indrajit leapt down lightly from his car and whirled the weapon Shakti and sent it against Vibhishna, his uncle. But Lakshmana cut it down into 10 pieces with his keen arrow. Vibhishna hit the son of Ravana on his broad chest with 5 arrows hard like Vajra. They passed through his body and came out like serpents, fiery red. Then the Rakshasa, resolved to slay his uncle, took up an arrow given him of old by Maya with his blessings. Lakshmana saw him place it on the string and took up an arrow presented to him in his dream by Kubera. It was impossible for anyone to foil it. Indra or the Devas or the Asuras combined could not stand against it. The combatants, endowed with boundless strength, drew their bows to their ears with their arms hard and strong, like the weapon Parigha, and the twang was like the cry of the cruncher bird. The 2 shafts, deftly placed upon the strings, most shone with boundless luster. Shot from their bows, they dashed against each other in the sky and fell on the earth like 2 mighty planets, crashing into dust and ashes. The impact resulted in a terrible blaze of fire mixed with smoke. The sight filled the warriors with anger and shame. Lakshmana, beside himself with wrath, shot the astra of Lord Varuna, and Indrajit met it with the astra of Rudra. Then Indrajit spared the astra of the Lord of Fire, fierce enough to consume all creations. But Lakshmana, with the astra of the Lord of Day, quenched its spirit and fire. Then the son of Ravana, bent on the destruction of his foe, sent against him the astra of the Asuras, and from it blazing tridents, chills, swords, battle axes and iron bars emerged. That astra which none could stem and which could destroy all foes was rendered useless by the astra of Maheshwara that was shot by Lakshmana of mighty radiance. The denizens of the sky ranged themselves around Lakshmana as the combatants fought with gruesome fierceness. Hosts of the heaven world gathered to witness the struggle while the monkeys and rakshasas fought with dreadful shouts and cries. The rishis, pitris, gods, gandharvas and uragas with Indra at their head showered blessings on Lakshmana. They encouraged him and extended their protection over him. Then Lakshmana placed another arrow upon the string. It was a mighty astra of Indra himself. It was like unto the god of fire, capable of consuming all creation. Adorned with beautiful eagle feathers, endowed with every excellence that an astra could have, worked over most skillfully with golden patterns, it was capable of destroying the bodies of its foes. None could stay it. None could stand its force. The heart of the Rakshasas quaked at the very sight of it. It was charged with the venom like the serpent of time. The hosts of heaven held it in reverence. With its help, Indra, in the far past, defeated the Danavas in the great fight between the Devas and the Asuras. That astra of Indra that knew no defeat till then did Lakshmana, the best and bravest of men, fit into his mighty bow. He drew the string to the ear, as it blazed in his wrath, even like unto the god of death that destroys the worlds, and he uttered words of wondrous might to accomplish his purpose. If it is true that Sri Rama has come down as the son of Dashratha, if it is true that Rama is the very embodiment of Dharma, if it is true that Rama never goes back upon truth, and if it is equally true that Rama is matchless in prowess, then, O Astra of Indra, slay this Indrajit, the son of Ravana that stands before me. He then spoke the spells pertaining to the Astra of Indra and set it on the string and shot it with the intent of slaying Indrajit. It failed not. It severed the head of Indrajit with its headdress, crown, earrings and other ornaments and flung it on the ground. As a huge head of Indrajit lay on the ground with the blood gushing out in torrents, it looked as if it were fashioned of gold. Thus did the son of Ravana meet his death at the hands of Lakshmana. His bow was broken and his armor cloven, and he died in warlike array. Even as the gods rejoiced when the Asura Vritra was slain by Indra, the entire monkey hosts and Vibhishana reveled in joy and rent the skies with shouts of victory. On high, gods and rishis, Gandharvas and Apsaras lauded the hero Lakshmana. Indrajit was dead and the victorious monkeys put to rout and scattered in all directions his armies lightly. They were senseless with fear and raced towards Lanka, casting away their weapons. Some took refuge in the city itself, some flung themselves into the sea, some ran up the heights of mountains. When Indrajit, the mighty hero, lay dead on the battlefield, none of the many thousands of Rakshasas who had been there could now be seen. Even as the sun vanishes from view when it sets, his troops sought shelter all over the land now that their master was no more. And he measured his length on the earth, a headless corpse, with his limbs sprawling like the sun bereft of his rays or a fire quenched. The death of the Rakshasa prince lifted the weight of sorrow and misery that lay heavy on the world, and it shone once more in the utter fearlessness of any foe. The Lord of Day himself, whose luster was dimmed through the fear of the Rakshasas, shone in the fullness of splendor. Indra and the Deva hosts were beside themselves with joy now that the monster of wickedness had been destroyed. The gods beat the drums of heaven, the Apsaras danced in high glee, and Gandharva sang melodiously. The hosts of heaven rained flowers upon Lakshmana and lauded him variously. Their waters and quarters shone clear and stainless, since he who held the worlds in abject terror was now dead. All rejoicing, the Devas and Gandharvas and the Danvas gathered together and cried, "Now indeed may the Brahmins go out without fear or anxiety." Vibhishana, Hanuman, Jambavan and the other monkey lords cried, "Lakshmana, victory, victory to thee forever." And they could not praise him enough. The monkeys gathered around him and roared ceaselessly. They slapped their shoulders, brandished aloft their tails, and brought them down against the earth. They sang their deeds of valor, they embraced one another in the fullness of joy. They kept up a perpetual roar, "May your arms be ever crowned with success." The dear friends of Lakshmana, the very gods on high, were delighted beyond measure by his wonderful exploit, which others can never dream of accomplishing. The news was spread by the Charanas, but they could not believe it. What they heard was incredible, and they came to the field to assure themselves of the truth of it. And the sight which met their eyes struck them with amazement. Mangalam Koshale Indraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.